Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Belmont and Eastern Illinois. Tonight, Curb Event Center, 7 p.m. Rick Bird goes for win number 800, which I'm sure he's thrilled that we're bringing up today on game day. Coach, how are you?
Good. Actually, unless I'm wrong, and at my age I could be, the game's tomorrow
night. Oh, tomorrow night. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The day before a game.
I'm so used to you joining us on game day that I did my notes wrong last night.
I'm afraid I'm going to miss a game someday.
It is tomorrow night. You're correct.
We'll set you up for that. We don't know if you saw UT last night.
Yeah.
Rick Barnes was mic'd up. There were production issues at the beginning. And he was basically live on TV for
2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, the first 2 minutes of the game.
Really?
What would we hear if you were mic'd up for the first 2 minutes of the game?
Yeah, that's entirely dependent on what's happening on the floor. maybe nothing, and then maybe some erratic behavior that I shouldn't have because somebody's messed up the first play we called or something like that. But I've always avoided that, and not because I'm afraid I'm going to say something I shouldn't say, because that's not likely to happen. But to me, it's just like, okay, it's not about me. I'm not going to do that. So I've been asked a lot, and not a lot, but you know, several TV games and those kind of things, and. I just need to worry about coaching my team the way I always coach them.
Well, and what's funny about Rick Barnes last night, he was telling a story about being ejected from a game by Ted Valentine, as Ted Valentine's calling the game. And it was funny. He didn't seem angry, but he's talking to one of his assistant coaches as the ball's being tipped,
right,
talking about the time that Ted Valentine tossed him from a game. So I would have to think he's not that happy with ESPN today that happened last night.
No, but he's probably on a pretty long list of Ted Valentine ejections.
Coach Rick Bird, our guest, goes for win number 800 tomorrow night at Curb Event Center against Eastern Illinois. Coach, are you able to appreciate the milestones and the moments like you truly want to in the moment like this?
I don't even know how to answer that, really, because I think those things will be meaningful down the road, somewhat real meaningful somewhere down the road. To me at this point, it's almost a distraction that I don't need, and our team doesn't need. But I don't think they're, in fact, I'd be surprised if all those guys even know about it, unless it's somehow all over social media, and I would have no idea about that. So I just it's more important that we get our 13th win of the conference season by far right now than an 800th win in the career. And I'm not trying to downplay the significance of that. I wouldn't start over again tomorrow and think I could win 800 games.
Is maybe the biggest milestone getting past that 4-game road stretch in conference play?
Well, that was a big one. Certainly before that, winning the 2 games at Murray and at Austin Peay, which was the start of 6 of 8 on the road, that's probably as good a weekend as we've ever had in any conference play, Atlantic Sun or OVC. It turned our goals around and our confidence around, and so, conference play on the road is tough everywhere in every league, unless you're Gonzaga, I guess.
Do you like the shift to the net rankings and not the RPI? Is it easy to figure out how these things are calculated? Do you like where we are right now in college basketball with the different quadrant wins and everything else that goes into it, or is it something that could use a little more tweaking?
Well, you're going to need it. You're going to need a better expert, because I've spent zero time, honestly, trying to figure that out. I, I, uh, or caring to. I guess I should have more confidence in our team, but I go into every year thinking that doesn't matter to us. We're not going to be one of those teams. And this year has surprised us. And now I wish we could go back up to Green Bay and not have a bad loss, and all that. I don't know. I didn't like the RPI, the way they went about it. I never thought it was nearly as accurate as Jeff Sagarin stuff or Ken Pomeroy stuff. But that was because they consider margin of victory even more than wins and losses. And the NCAA's never wanted the margin of victory to be a significant component for obvious reasons. But the RPI was all about just wins and losses. And so if you had 6 1-point wins instead of 6 1-point losses, you're going to be dramatically different. And actually the quality of your play is probably not very much different. So I never was a big fan. It takes the RPI a long time to make sense. It takes February 1 at least before it looks like it makes sense.
Yeah, and you guys are currently 58th in the latest net rankings. But I ask it from this perspective. With what you've built at Belmont and the position you're in now, to me the next step is something that's completely out of your hands, and that's getting an invite after not winning your conference tournament. When that started happening for Gonzaga, it took their program to the next level. Same for Butler. We've seen other programs do this. But when you're in this position, it almost pits Belmont versus Lipscomb, who's having a great year and a great run. Belmont versus Wofford, who's having a great year and a great run. These are coaches you know and like. And to me, there's something almost sad about that we have to pick one of these teams and maybe none of them, even if they go to the conference championship game and lose, to get into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I think I try to be fair-minded about all this, and I think the most difficult decision that committee faces is how do you really compare middle-of-the-road Big Ten SEC ACC team with a team that wins their regular season conference championship and then has a hiccup in the tournament. Obviously, several years ago when Taylor Barnett hit the shot in Murray State, who had gone undefeated in the league, didn't get the bid. That was tough. I think Wofford would be in great shape. I'm scared for Casey that Lipscomb's loss at home to Liberty could be a blow. I'm a little surprised that our resume is not a little closer to those two teams than it is in resume, meaning the where the net rating has us fall. But again, I don't really know what goes into that. I know we have a good record and we've got quality wins and one pretty bad loss. We had to go to Green Bay, Wisconsin after playing a Thursday night game, play a Saturday afternoon game, and we didn't show up very good. And they're a middle of the road. They're probably about exactly middle in Division I in terms of how good they are. So that one looks bad. And if I'd have known, believe me, it's hard to schedule, but if I'd known what that would mean, I wouldn't have played that game on Saturday afternoon.
Coach, I realize that you're worried about your team, but whenever Duke and North Carolina play, is that appointment viewing for you?
Yeah, I like, for sure. I like that. I'll DVR it and watch it if I've got time, and I should tonight be able to watch a lot of it because, you know, we've had Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of preparation for our game tomorrow night, and it's not like I got to be, you know, if the game was Friday night, I'd be going from a Thursday Saturday game and don't need to be watching anything for pleasure, but just getting ready for the next game. So it's this one will be one that I'll DVR and watch probably quite a bit of.
Which coach do you know better?
I know Roy Williams better. Played golf with him. I mean, his relationship with Kevin Stallings was a little bit of a way to know him better. But I'll say this: Coach Krzyzewski's been nothing but great to me. We've had 2 1-point games with those guys, and then actually when when I was the chair of the rules committee and we made some sweeping changes, he made the point to call me up and just compliment the committee on what we had done, and he sure didn't have to do that.
Belmont hosts Eastern Illinois tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Curb Event Center. Go watch that game if you can. If you can't make it out to Curb Event Center, you can watch it on ESPN+. Coach Rick Bird going for 800 wins, going for 10 straight wins this season also tomorrow night at Curb Event Center. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Really
Thank
appreciate it.
Thank you guys a lot. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Rick Bird going for win 800 against Eastern Illinois.
Monstrous number.
Strange to me that Belmont is 20 spots behind Lipscomb with one less loss and two wins over Lipscomb this season.
Join our active roster and be part of Team Hutton 104.5 and help the fight to end blood cancer. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Tennessee Man and Woman of the Year campaign is the nonprofit's largest annual fundraiser, and all funds raised provide life-saving blood cancer research. Just visit 1045thezone.com and make a tax-deductible donation. Plus, check out Hutton's event calendar, special giveaways, and more. The campaign runs through April 27th, so please donate. Now, make someday today, because beating cancer is in our blood. More info at 1045thezone.com.